fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the first day of April, 2007, April Fool's Day. Welcome to the show. This is the John Moore Show, and we focus on preparedness. We talk about other things, and this is a live call-in show, and your calls are welcome at 800-313-9443. In today's news, as you'll see in the news pretty much every day from now on, were some articles about related to global warming. Quoting the movie actor John Travolta, he feels the solutions to global warming will be to inhabit other planets and to build dome cities on this planet. Then we've got in Sydney, Australia, the ceremonial blackout yesterday beginning at 7:30 p.m. and a voluntary blackout on the part of those who wanted to turn off the lights. The ceremonial was the city officials shutting down what they call non-essential lighting in the city of Sydney, Australia. That was carried on the front page of the BBC, by the way, in their nature section, science and nature section. And then finally, also on the BBC today, there was discussion about building sail-powered cargo ships as opposed to the current diesel-powered cargo ships in order to cut down on the alleged CO2 greenhouse gases that are allegedly warming up the planet, which, of course, is a fraudulent matter. But, ladies and gentlemen, you will see in the news every day from now on several articles related to global warming, articles that will have some science and some science fiction, articles that will cause you to believe things that aren't true, and slip in some truth along the way. That's what you'll see pretty much every day from now on out. You can count on it. You absolutely can count on it. And we got our first break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
I I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Diamonds are forever. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the first day of April, 2007. 38 years ago today was my first day in the U.S. Army Special Forces, a Monday morning. I called my parents every Sunday. It was my habit to call my parents every Sunday. I was at Fort Bragg, and I told my dad I was going to be in Special Forces. He, being a combat veteran of the South Pacific, he didn't like that too much at all. And I was already back from Vietnam, and, of course, his concern and my family's concern is I'd be headed back to Vietnam. And he was encouraging me to get out of there, and I told him I'd try it out for a while, and that was in 1969, and I ended my official connection to Special Forces and the Special Forces umbrella 18 years later in 1985, and I'm still affiliated in an informal, unofficial way as an advisor for some of the guys in some of these outfits, helping them do planning for some of these missions that they go on. And they do need help. I can give you a real quick example. The U.S. Army has pulled out of inventory all compasses. There's no more compasses in inventory. They're all, at least out with the units, they're all in warehouses. And they're issuing GPS. And one of the things that I advise the men that I work with is that they, out of their own money or out of funds that they may raise in some other manner, that they purchase compasses as part of their escape and evasion packages. Now, you don't want to rely on anything that takes a battery for your life. You really don't want to do that. So that's just one small example. A little topic change here. One of the things that those of us who focus on preparedness find ourselves doing is living a dual life. It's almost schizophrenic, quite frankly, in the following manner. On one hand, you should and do, and I do myself, live a normal life with a career, friends, family, social events that we take part in, while at the same time making prudent preparations for what we know is coming at us. That is a dual life. It is, quite frankly, almost schizophrenic, like I say. But that's the situation we find ourselves in. And I've been at this a long time. I had my first paid consultation as a survival consultant in the summer of 1977. That would be 30 years ago this summer. So I've been at this a long time, and it's a situation many of us find ourselves in. Which brings me to the next topic. I'm working diligently with several advisors to bring products and services to your attention over the next couple of weeks that will help you save money as you go about your daily activities, possibly while traveling and in some other areas, to allow you to have free up other funds to use for your purposes or regarding survival preparation, for example. And I'm diligently working on that as these things come to reality. They'll be on my website, and we'll be talking about them here on the air. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be fun to have new ways to help all of you out there accomplish your goals of living your lives, saving money, and doing what you need to do to be better prepared. I'm really looking forward to that. These news articles I was mentioning earlier run the gamut from bizarre to funny. John Travolta talking about inhabiting other planets, for example, that's pretty bizarre. Sydney, Australia turning off the lights in a ceremonial manner to demonstrate saving energy to help slow down and prevent global warming. That's quite frankly funny that they would do such a thing. However, if you do watch the Al Gore film, and I'm going to encourage you to do so because there are some benefits to doing so. I do a one-page analysis in my paper of Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth. The last several minutes of Gore's film is filled up with suggestions that people participate in, like substituting incandescent bulbs with screw-in fluorescence as a way to slow down or prevent global warming. This gives people something to focus their energy on. It gives people hope. It gives people the idea that they really can do something to slow down or stop something that's coming at us. It's a major distraction. It is fraudulent. It is deception. But most people, or I should say many people, they will believe that this is real, that global warming is caused by human activity, and that human activity, therefore, can either slow it down or stop it altogether. You'll see news articles on this every day of the week from now on. Every day of the week. They turned up the heat about 4 weeks ago. I don't know why that time frame was chosen. However, about 4 weeks ago, they turned up the heat on media attention to global warming, and it will continue now ad infinitum. You will get sick and tired of hearing about global warming. Despite the fact that you're sick and tired of it, it will continue. It will absolutely continue. This media attention, this notoriety to what's going on regarding the planet and its weather. So I guess the bottom line is get used to it. Well, I now have the new article up on my website, Abrupt Climate Change. This is the Department of Defense report, 22 pages. Our government, the Department of Defense, paid $100,000 to a outside vendor, very well-regarded think tank, to publish this report. And what I have on my website is the unclassified version, published in October 2003. I have to admit, I was in a hurry in these past 3.5 years. I, like most other people, had only been reading the 2-page executive summary. And the 2-page executive summary is scary enough, but the entire 22-page report really fills in the gaps in great detail, ladies and gentlemen, in great detail. I am making it available as a package deal. My article, No Need for Panic and Abrupt Climate Change, for $9, including postage. Hard copy. We also have a way now to send it electronically. I'm being dragged into the modern age here, kicking and screaming, but I am learning as I go. So we can get it to you either way. And that's available at my website, thelibertyman.com. So check it out. I was a guest today on another show, Zeph Daniels, and Zeph and I visited for an hour talking about these matters. It was great fun, and of course I was encouraging people to listen to Republic Broadcasting while I was a guest on this show, and hopefully we've got some new listeners as a consequence. And this is radio, so there's new listeners every week, I know that. If you want to see my photograph, ladies and gentlemen, read my bio, you certainly may do so at my website, thelibertyman.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. I was talking to Evelyn Brown the other day, and she's real pleased with the results we're getting with Amsoil. I am now an Amsoil dealer myself. My website isn't up and running yet on that, but you can still call Evelyn Brown at 800-303-5992. Let me make sure I get that phone number right here. Yeah. 800-303-5902. Get that correct. 800-303-5902. For your synthetic lubricants, you can tell this is live radio, right? and the one I want to focus on is the one that allows you to use one oil for all your two-cycle engines, your chainsaws, your leaf blowers, pumps, ATVs, whatever it might be, dirt bikes, anything you've got that needs two-cycle engine oil in it. Amsoil has a product that allows you to use one mixture, and it's superior to anything else that you'll be using. It gives better performance. You'll get better life out of your two-cycle engine, so that's certainly the way to go. And most of the men I know out in the country and on these ranches, they'll have four or five or six little red gas cans with different oil-to-gas mixtures because of all the different two-cycle engines they've got. Well, the Forest Service has figured this out. The United States Forest Service and various conservation commissions around the country have figured this out, and they're rapidly converting to Amsoil just for that reason, and it makes logistics a lot simpler. So give Evelyn Brown a call. She'd be glad to take your order and get you going on Amsoil products to help your engines be more efficient. I use all Amsoil lubricants in my new Lincoln for the engine, for the transmission, fuel additive for the fuel. It's great stuff. First time I used Amsoil, I had a little Saab sports car back in the late 1970s, early 1980s, and I had a temperature gauge for the engine. And when I put the Amsoil in there, I instantly saw the temperature, operating temperature, go down 10 degrees. It was so efficient, it made the engine so much slicker that's exactly what happened. I was talking to a freeze-dry guy the other day. He said he had a nice call from one of you guys out there, or gals. He didn't say it was a guy or a gal, ordering product, freeze-dried food. There's a lot of people selling food. Everything from your local sporting goods store and Walmart to the excellent advertisers here on Republic Broadcasting. And we do our homework at Republic Broadcasting. If you have somebody advertising here, you know that company's been checked out, and they are what they claim to be. Absolutely they are. It is competitive. Selling food is competitive. Freeze-dry guy has warehouses with loading docks where a number of 18-wheel semis can back up and load enough offload product. Freeze-dried guy sells freeze-dried food to the United States government, ladies and gentlemen. That's the kind of customer base he has. Break coming up. The call in number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the first day of April, 2007, April Fool's Day. I hope nobody played any silly tricks on you today, at least none that were harmful, and that they were fun if they did play a trick on you. Let's talk about preparedness. Today, I did the annual spring cleaning of our flu. We have several flus here. We only used one this winter. And I was screwing together these fiberglass rods that have metal ends on them, and a couple of them had a little bit of rust on them, and it just occurred to me, one of the basic rules of tools and equipment is to always put them away cleaned and lubricated ready for use. So this time, when I completed the flu cleaning operation, I took those metal ends I've got a wire wheel on a bench grinder, and I polished it up real nice with that wire wheel and a bench grinder and sprayed some AMSOIL protectant lubricant on it. And in the spring of 2008, when I'm ready to repeat the process, I'll have waiting for me these fiberglass rods with nice, clean, lubricated ends ready to screw together. That's the way it's supposed to work. While I was going through this and I had my safety glasses on and I'm polishing up these metal parts, I recalled something that my grandfather, who was born in 1895, was telling me when I was a young man about how the hiring process, he owned his own plumbing business back in the 20s and 30s and 40s, that when you were going to hire a craftsman back during that period of time, the interview basically was to look at the man's toolbox. And the craftsman, the plumber, in this case it would have been a plumber, the plumber would present his toolbox for inspection. And you could tell a lot about a man and who he was, the quality of the man and the quality of his work by the condition of his toolbox and the condition of his tools. If the toolbox was a work of art that he had built himself, which frequently it was, if the tools were clean and sharpened and neatly arranged, then there was a high likelihood that the man would take pride in his work and do good work and show up on time, sane and sober, ready to perform his 8 hours of craftsmanship, of plumbing, in the case of my grandfather and his business. Now, those days are almost gone. There probably are still some small areas where that might be the case. I'm not aware of those cases myself. Maybe we'll have somebody call in. I do know people that, and craftsmen that still take great pride in their trade, in the work they do, and in the condition of the toolbox. I have a very dear friend who's a airframe and power plant mechanic, FAA certified, and his toolbox is in that condition, where everything is clean and neat and sharpened, if it's the type of tool that needs to be sharpened and lubricated and ready to go, as well it should be. And who else would you want working on your airplane? It's kind of fun to be around airplanes being worked on, and the diligence that goes into working on an aircraft and the pace of the work and the attention to detail that these men give to their work. There may be women working on aircraft. I'm not aware of it. I've never seen a woman working on an airplane in that manner. And there probably are some. I just never have seen it. But going back to the preparedness, all this feeds back to looping around to preparedness. And the deeper you get into preparedness, the more you'll be acquiring various tools. And they won't be exotic tools for the most part. They'll be simple hand tools for gardening, simple hand tools for carpentry work, for electrical work, for plumbing work. As you acquire these tools, be sure that you maintain them in good functional order, that they're cleaned and lubricated. If it's a type of tool that needs to be sharpened, that they're sharpened. If they're damaged in some way, that they're properly repaired and stored away, ready for the next time they need to be used. And that's the way it should be. And as my drill instructor told me 40 years ago this past winter, you take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. I've always remembered that these past 40 years, and it's proven to be very, very accurate and very, very true. If you take care of your equipment will take care of you. It absolutely distresses me to see tools that aren't properly maintained, that are put away dirty, put away dull, and the disappointment that comes across a man's face when he picks up a rusty tool or a dull tool or a broken tool, expecting that tool to perform. Obviously, it's not going to perform not as well or not as it should if it's in that poorly maintained condition. The same thing with other things like clothing. Clothing needs to be clean. Dirt will cause clothing to wear more quickly. And we got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Yeah, I go.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. It says J.R. Moore on Sunday, the first day of April, 2007. Before the break, I was talking about maintaining equipment and the importance of maintaining clothing. I was talking briefly before the break about how dirty clothes will wear out quicker. So the bottom line with clothing is to make sure that they're laundered on a frequent basis, including work clothes. This will help them last longer if they're properly laundered and clean and dried out and put away. Socks can be a matter of life and death, literally, especially in a cold environment. I've talked a number of times about merino wool socks. Now, merino wool is a very special kind of wool, not just for socks, but for trousers and shirts also. The fibers of merino wool are longer than the wool you see, even in fairly expensive clothing. I've seen rather expensive wool shirts that will have a cloth liner around the collar to keep it from scratching you. That's because it's not made with merino wool. Now, you can easily spend $90 to $100 on a pair of merino wool trousers or a merino wool shirt. However, I'm not proud. I don't mind going to an upscale resale shop and getting merino wool trousers and merino wool shirts at the upscale resale shop for $5 as opposed to $100. Doesn't bother me at all. Foot gear. Maintenance of foot gear is paramount. You know, there's lots of things in a long-term survival scenario where you can fabricate. You can fabricate trousers. You can fabricate shirts without a whole lot of talent, depending on how well you want them to fit. However, fabricating footgear is something that you're not going to do very easily. Now, repairing footgear requires far less skill and expertise. Keeping it clean and so it lasts longer and properly maintained is absolutely necessary. Mud and dirt on your boots will just suck the oil out of the leather and dry it out and crack it. So after you've been out with your leather footgear and you get some mud on them, be sure you clean that mud off before you put them away, because that mud will suck the natural oils out of the leather, dry the leather out, and cause it to crack, and of course the leather will fail much more quickly. I have leather boots that I've owned since the early 1970s, 35 years, that are still in perfect condition, ready to serve me in work or hiking or whatever it might be, in warm weather and cold weather both. And the reason I've got boots that are 35 years old in perfect condition is because I properly maintain them. I don't put them away dirty. I clean them up, give them a nice coat of polish, and then if it's the kind of boots I'll be wearing out in wet weather or snowy weather, I'll put a nice coat of beeswax on it. A Snow Seal is a brand I use. There's other brands. And then put them away after they're cleaned up and polished and got their coating of Snow Seal on them. Make sure that the eyelets are not bent up or missing. If there is a missing eyelet, I replace it. Make sure the strings are in good condition and replace them if they need to be replaced. And make these little repairs as they come up so they don't become something that will cause the boots to fail. That's critical. That is absolutely critical. And if you've got a real nice pair of boots, like a pair of Danner Go Devil boots, Fort Lewis boots, these things retail for $250 a pair. You absolutely want to make sure that they're in perfect condition. I mean, how many people can afford to be buying more $250 pairs of boots? I know I can't. Why would you do that? Take good care of them. They'll last you 20, 30 years. That's certainly the way to go. And, of course, your body is the same way. Proper maintenance of your body is another part of the picture. If you're carrying an extra 40 pounds around your gut, guess what? That's 40 pounds less you can carry on your back. I had lunch with a man the other day. He's a weightlifter, and he could probably bench press, I would say, 250 pounds. There's no way I can do that. However, I could put a 75-pound backpack on and walk up and down these hills all day long. And my friend, I seriously doubt that he could do that. I seriously doubt it. Although he has this tremendous anaerobic strength, and many American males do, he's lacking in aerobic strength. Aerobic strength is what you need for long-term survival, not anaerobic strength. Aerobic strength is the ability to pick up and carry and move relatively heavy things for long periods of time or frequently, like firewood or grains or sacks of grain, or carry a backpack all day long every day for a week or two at a time if you need to, or carry a small child up and down hills if you need to. Aerobic strength, that's what will get you through hard times. Anaerobic strength is great, however, it's not what you need, in my opinion, for a long-term survival situation. Which brings me to just a short comment on the physique of the men in the Special Forces. Now, we've all seen Sylvester Stallone in his series of films, the Rambo series. I've known a lot of Green Berets. I've known hundreds and hundreds of Green Berets. I rarely saw one that looked like Sylvester Stallone. They're more likely to look like the guy who wins the cross-country bicycle race in Europe. A lot more likely to look like that than they would look like Sylvester Stallone. That's the kind of physique you need to do simple tasks that require a good amount of strength to be used over and over and over again, day after day after day. The physique of a bodybuilder is not the physique that you want to have for these kinds of tasks. It simply is not, and it won't get you where you want to be. Coming of age in the Special Forces, as I did, gave me a bit of an unusual outlook on life. The first several years of my adult life, I didn't know anybody who was overweight. I didn't know anybody who wore glasses. I didn't know anybody who had an IQ less than 120. I didn't know them. I didn't work with them. I didn't socialize with them because I simply didn't know. I wasn't around them. Now, obviously, the real world isn't that way. That's the world I grew up in Special Forces in my early 20s. And you get expectations about the way the world works based on your experience. I had very unrealistic expectations about the world by the time I got out of Special Forces. Very unrealistic. Most men are not in the physical condition of a college athlete as opposed to most Green Berets. 120 IQ is not the low end for most American males. That's up the ladder quite a bit. And on and on and on. The bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, you need to have realistic expectations based on who you are and where you are in terms of your age, your physique, your physical condition, and we all have limitations. A 30-year-old Green Beret has limitations, as does a 70-year-old grandmother. We all have limitations. You need to work within those limitations and work around those limitations. Now, granted, the 70-year-old grandmother is not going to carry a 100-pound backpack up and down these hills every day for 2 weeks. But then, on the other hand, a 30-year-old Green Beret is not going to carry a 200-pound backpack up and down these hills every day for 2 weeks. Everybody has limitations. I don't care who you are, how strong or how weak, you're going to have limitations. You need to work within those limitations and develop skills to deal with those limitations. Develop the skills you need and acquire the tools you need to deal with those limitations. In a long-term survival situation, you may want to look at hydraulic power to make up the difference for your strength. You might want to look at animal power. I was telling somebody the other day that the scenarios I see coming at us, men and women who have horses will be quite wealthy. Horses and mules and oxen for beasts of burden, and of course the implements to go with them, the saddles, the wagons, the buggies, the plows. People who have beasts of burden and the ability to breed them and train them and sell them, they will be wealthy once again in the future I see. Topic change real quick. I was looking at Steve Quayle's website. Steve's a great guy. He's got his own radio show, The Q-Files. He has an article on there I want to encourage all of you to look at. It's titled Red Dawn. It's a compendium of thoughts from different people who've had visions about our future with China and Russia, Communist China and Communist Russia, visions of invasions of this country. I've ran across these types of articles previously. They're always fascinating. And these types of visions, prophetic visions, certainly back up what I've been getting from my private sources in the intelligence community. Private sources telling me about the logistical buildup on our southern border inside Mexico of Chinese military equipment and Russian military equipment, of a buildup in Canada of the same nature of communist Chinese military equipment and Russian military equipment in Canada. The building and reinforcement of roads and railways coming out of Canada into the United States. All these things are happening, ladies and gentlemen, and I know we focus a lot on this program on global warming and rising ocean levels. However, you must keep in mind that multiple agendas will be and are proceeding forward at the same time. Multiple agendas that may seem to be unconnected, that actually are. Multiple agendas that will pick you up and carry you away if you're not prepared to deal with them. China, I expect, will be losing about half of its agricultural land where they grow their food. Guess what? They're going to want to feed all those hungry people. And they'll be looking at the grain belt of this country, east of the Rocky Mountains, west of the Mississippi River, to feed those hungry people. The area between the Mississippi River and the Rocky Mountains has one of the most productive grain-growing areas on this planet. The ability to grow, harvest, and transport grain better than any place on the planet. Even with the severe drought we've had, this is at least the third, maybe the fourth year. There's nothing else like it, and it's one of the few things about this country that's totally unique. We've lost much of our heavy manufacturing capability. Our people are uneducated and lazy for the most part. What's very unique about this country, however, is the grain belt between the Rocky Mountains and the Mississippi River. That's very unique. There's nothing else like it on the planet. The Ukraine would probably come as close as anything to duplicating it. However, they don't have the infrastructure. The Ukraine can grow vast amounts of grain. However, they don't have the ability to harvest, store, and transport grain like we can in this country. It's very, very inefficient compared to what we can pull off here. This is a live call-in show. I do have a live studio audience today, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I need to mention the DVD, Freedom to Fascism, is now available at republicbroadcasting.org. It's $20 plus $5 shipping. There's a toll-free number you can call Monday through Friday during normal business hours, 800-724-2719. And I should give out my toll-free number. I know some of you out there don't have Internet access, and you want me to do this, and I have to admit I'm sometimes neglectful in doing so. My toll-free number to order product like my article, No Need for Panic, or the Department of Defense report on abrupt climate change. My toll-free number is 866-965-3007. I say again, 866-965-3007. I was talking earlier in the show about freeze-dry guy, and I did not mention his special. And what you need to do, if you want to buy some food, is compare prices. He's got the best stuff, but you need to compare prices, and that will help you make your decision. We've got milk, apple drink, egg mix, oats, applesauce, fruit cocktail, macaroni and cheese, Mountain Stew, stroganoff, green peas, carrots, corn, tomato powder, margarine, peanut butter, potatoes, beef soup base, Spanish-style rice, vegetable soup mix, chicken soup mix, beef-flavored textured TVP, textured vegetable protein, ham-flavored textured vegetable protein. That's kind of a mouthful. This is a one-month supply of food for one person. That's what that is, and it's $239. It only takes up 3.5 cubic feet. Now, this is not just bags of grain. You can live off dried grain, and if you're hungry, it's going to taste pretty good. But this is pretty tasty stuff. Cook it up, mix it up, and you got some pretty tasty food. $239. Now, of course, you can multiply that. It would be as many people as you want, depending on how many units you get. There's a bit of a discount if you get 3 months worth, $672. There are people who buy this and just live on it on a daily basis because they can do better this way than they can at the local grocery store. Freeze Dry Guy has a website. It's freezedryguy.com. He has a toll-free number, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. You need to do, when you're spending these kinds of dollars, you really do need to do your due diligence and compare prices, ladies and gentlemen, and compare apples with apples and oranges with oranges. You can get bags of dried grain for $8 or $9 for 50 pounds. That's a lot of food for not much money. However, it's not nearly as tasty. It's more difficult to prepare. and so forth. And a lot of people, myself included, will get some of each. We'll get some of the really nice freeze-dried tasty stuff and also get the bags of dried grains for storing up for future use. If you're storing, putting away food for a lot of people, it only makes sense to do so. So check it out. I think you'll be glad you did. I'm very pleased with the product and the pricing and the service you get from Freeze Dry Guy. I hope to have Mike Brown with the Steam Engines on here soon as a guest in next week or so. And I'm still planning on visiting his factory in Springfield, Missouri. There's a link. If you want to get a steam engine and a boiler to make it run, there's a link on my website. I'm now selling these things. If you want to have serious electricity with no compromise, we'll talk about steam some more when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Sunday, the first day of April, 2007. Welcome back. I was just talking with my live studio audience here off the air about merino wool socks and how to keep them repaired. And we were both aware of an old trick. what these ladies used to do, what they would buy these in the store. They were a round glass object about the size of a light bulb, but had a glass handle on it. And they would put that inside the sock when they were darning the sock to hold have something to press against that would fit the form of the sock. And if you don't have one of those round glass globes, a light bulb will work. You just need to be more gentle with it when you're darning your sock. Now, darning a sock before the hair, the hole, or the tear in it gets very bad will help extend the life of the sock tremendously. So that's a good thing to keep in mind. And I know a lot of people that just will stockpile socks. I'm a person who does that. I'll buy way more socks than I'll ever need for years at a time. It's I consider it an investment. Just like some people may consider gold coins or silver coins an investment, good quality wool socks put away for future use, in my opinion, is an investment also. The time may come, ladies and gentlemen, when getting access to common manufactured goods like socks might be either very expensive or impossible. That certainly is a possibility. So just keep that in mind. We're almost to the top of the hour here. We'll have the top of the hour break coming up very soon. I'm doing research right now to find a rifle for my 10-year-old grandson. This will be his first real gun, and I have certain criteria. I'll be working with a couple of men to find exactly what I'm looking for, but this may give all of you some ideas out there also. It will be a bolt-action 22. It will have a nice trigger, a decent trigger, and for those of you who aren't familiar with what I'm talking about, we're talking about a trigger that is has very little creep in it, and has maybe a 3-pound, a 3.5-pound trigger pull, and decent sights, so that this boy can learn the basics of marksmanship under my guidance. It will be a rifle that hopefully will accept shorts, longs, and long rifles. I like to have the ability to shoot shorts through this, so we can have him shoot hundreds and hundreds of rounds without much expense. And then when he's ready to do some hunting, hunt rabbits or squirrels, he can put the long rifles in there and be able to hunt rabbits and squirrels with the same rifle. It will be a rifle that has a nice measure of accuracy to it. The boy's been shooting since he's 4 years old. He's got to the point now, the last couple of years, where he's become quite the little marksman. And he doesn't know it yet, but Grandpa's going to buy him his first real rifle when he comes to visit in a few months. And that's always a big event. That's something a young man never forgets, is when he gets his first rifle. I don't care if you're 30 years old or 90 years old. It's something you never forget. And frequently men will keep that first rifle and never let go of it. Top of the hour break. Call the number is 800-313-9443.